The good.
The good.
The bad.
The bad.
And
the ugly.
The ugly. With Terence Pillay.
Hello, Terence.
Hello, Darren.
What have you got for us today?
So, you know, the Me Too movement has gained significant ground worldwide for good reason. So today we're looking at sexual harassment in the workplace. Mm. Now, I usually get emailed a number of lead stories that people need investigating. And last week, a woman sent me an email about an over-friendly boss at her new job. So Lisa, not her real name, started a new job after being unemployed for almost a year and a half. Mm. She aced the interview on paper. She was the best candidate qualified for the position. But 2 weeks into her new job, and she sensed that her boss, who she describes as being a little too touchy-feely, was interested in her as more than an employee. Lisa was says he was quite friendly with everyone, but the women at the company got a little more attention from him than they would have liked. And she says he didn't come right out and touch her inappropriately,
but
he's too close for comfort.
It's like so hard to mitigate because it's insidious and it's always there.
Exactly. His hugs in the morning lasted a little longer and, you know, made her uncomfortable. So I spoke to Vili Bloom, who's a labor practitioner, and he says that the law is very specific when it comes to sexual attention and sexual harassment in the workplace. Vili, let's talk about sexual harassment in the workplace. Firstly, what constitutes sexual harassment in the workplace?
Terence, yes, that's a very interesting question. The Labor Relations Act contains a code of good practice on handling sexual harassment cases. That's how seriously it is viewed. There is actually a directive in the form of a code of practice prescribed to employers how to handle it. And I'm going to quote for you. It says, sexual harassment, unwanted conduct of a sexual nature. The unwanted nature of sexual harassment distinguishes it from behavior that is welcome and mutual. So there's your first qualification fact that must be unwanted. Then sexual attention becomes sexual harassment. Now there's a difference here. And many a time there seems to be confusion about, well, sexual attention or sexual harassment.
But Vili, even sexual attention, is that appropriate behavior in the workplace?
Well, Terence, that's the interesting point. If you talk to 10 different people, ask them to define sexual attention, I'm quite sure you will have 10 different definitions. And as I said earlier on, well, she's such a beautiful girl, I was just looking at it. But the moment the person, the recipient, makes it clear that, listen, I do not like you staring at me like that, it becomes sexual harassment.
I'm sitting at the moment with a case where a woman started a new job and her boss is just overly friendly. She thinks that the lines may be blurred, but she is not too sure.
From what you've told me, it sounds like it's a typical example where the boss turned around and said, well, that's just my nature. I'm a very friendly person. In her view, it is not. It's more than just friendship or being friendly. You know, it goes deeper. I would suggest that she, in a very nice manner, just said to him, explain to him that where she draws the lines as far as between friendliness and possible sexual harassment.
Vili, let's look at the South African context. Is the law adequate when it comes to sexual harassment cases?
Yes, absolutely. The law is very adequate. There's no doubt about that, Kevin. But the problem is the ignorance that there is about the law and how the law should be applied from both sides. I mean, employees, my experience is that employees are not really aware of what protection they enjoy and what the Labor Relations Act says in terms of sexual harassment. But employers even more so. And unfortunately, in certain cases, employers don't care about it.
So many quagmires in this, not least of all, you know, when you speak out against a senior position person, you worry about the repercussions of confronting this person in a workplace. You know, what's going to happen to you? And also, I heard a statistic, I think it was on East Coast Drive this week, about how many relationships start with people that you know at work. You meet 100%. Them at work. So it's this horribly awkward gray area. But that said, I think we're quite sure when we feel like we're being harassed.
Yeah, 100%. When it isn't just uncomfortable.
You know, yeah.
The line is pretty nebulous. But but you know when you're being harassed.
And here's the thing. Terence has told me next week in The Good, the Bad and the Ugly, he's going to have a labor lawyer here to actually help us with this one. But here's what I want from you, right? And you can stay anonymous on this one. If you choose so, just say you want to stay anonymous. I want you to leave me a WhatsApp voice note right now. Let's address this. We're in the movement. We're in the Me Too movement. We're in the Am I Next movement. it might just be the time now to actually speak out if you're feeling uncomfortable in the workplace. If you feel that you're in a situation where you are being sexually harassed in your workplace, I want to hear from you. Drop us a WhatsApp voice note and then we'll be in contact with you. We'll chat to our labor lawyer and let's see. Terrence, you say there's a mass group or a, what do you call a mass action type thing or a group project that we can work on.
100%. And of course, if the labor lawyer feels that there's enough merit in the case and the person wants to pursue it, then she'll pursue it.
And we can help you with that as well. All right. So, but we need to hear from you first. You can stay anonymous. Let us know if you're feeling harassed in your workplace.
And that WhatsApp number is 061-792-9495.
The good. The good. The bad.
The bad.
And
the ugly.
The ugly. Ugly. With Terrence Pillay.
So, I'm glad you brought this topic to us today, Terrence, because it is time. It is time for us to put our foot down. Just there's no gray area anymore. Let's just try and address sexual assault, sexual harassment, wherever it happens. Let's take it head on.
Call it out.
Let's call it out. Let's try and fix this. You know, there can't be any shadowy areas for predators to hide anymore. Let's take away the shadow.
And you can't fear that I'm going to lose my job because some idiot is harassing me.
Exactly. The prospect of having to go to work and endure harassment 5 days a week for 8 to 10 hours a day because you need to put a roof over your head and feed your children and send them to school. It's ridiculous that we have that that paradigm, not just in South Africa, but in the world. So here's the deal. Terrence Pillay is asking you to send, you can send them anonymously, voice notes to us, letting us know about how you're being sexually harassed at work. We have a labor lawyer joining us next week, and we could actually take your case, pick up your case for you. So if you want to send us a WhatsApp voice note, you still can. We're taking them not just now until 9 o'clock. You can keep sending them through.
That number is 061-792-9495.
And just mention if you want to stay anonymous.
Hey, East Coast Radio. Thank you for the show. I've been listening to you guys this morning and talking about sexual harassment at the workplace. It's something for me that is actually a very real scenario. I recently started at a company, well, I've been here for a year, and the director of the company, he's a much older guy, he's in his 70s. And you would say, yes, maybe he's a grandfather figure or, you know, he doesn't mean any harm. But I feel incredibly uncomfortable. He always comments on what I'm wearing. If I'm wearing a dress, he'll say, all the ladies in the company must wear dresses. He's going to bring in a rule. Or the other day I was wearing a knee-length dress and he ended up sitting in front of my desk for half the day staring at my naked legs. It's incredibly uncomfortable. I've been asked, we're based in Durban, and I've been asked to go for training in Johannesburg, and traveling arrangements came up that I was supposed to drive with him to Joburg to save company costs. And when I refused, I was basically, I had to explain myself. I had to explain why I didn't want to drive for 6 hours in a vehicle with a man I barely know, who makes me feel uncomfortable to begin with. And I felt that was unfair. I shouldn't have to explain myself. I shouldn't have to justify me saying no. Anyways, look, I'm sure there's people out there with much worse stories than mine. I just wanted to know what's happening. Have a great day, guys.
I think you just hit the nail on the head there. There's so many women who don't come forward because they believe that other people's stories are worse than theirs and they need to suffer through this on a daily basis. No, no. What you're going through, for me, sounds like a perfect example
100%.
Of workplace harassment.
And of course, we would like to take up that case and put it to the lawyer and see what she says about it. So in the interest of promoting this healthy, safe workplace, as you said, we've teamed up with a labor lawyer.
Yeah.
And next week, we're going to be dishing out some practical advice. We're also going to look at some case law surrounding sexual harassment and examples of what not to do. So apart from the voice notes, the blog is up.
Yeah.
So if you go there, my email address is also on there.
Okay.
And you can remain completely anonymous. And if your case, if you want to take your case further, then there is a vehicle to do that as well. But we'll be breaking down these stories next week.
Thank you, Terence. It's all up on The Good, The Bad and the Ugly on our website, ecr.co.za. Also, there's Terence's Twitter in case you want to, you'll take the DMs there as well. That's at Terence Pillay 1 on Twitter. Thank you, Terence.
Thanks, Darren.